Hi, this is Jason Kidd. You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Bescarini, KOAL, 750 AM.
Back for some more high school basketball talk here on Drive Time Sports. Got to talk Carbon Lady Dino basketball. They'll continue the season tomorrow afternoon, 4:10 tip-off. They take on Desert Hills. It's a tough matchup for both teams. You essentially have two region champions going toe-to-toe. And Desert Hills, they have Ashley Beckstrand, who will play her college basketball at BYU. She's a stud. Joining us right now to talk about that and the most recent win for the Lady Dinos, we have head coach Ted Bianco. Coach, as always, we love having you on the show. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, we get down to the final stage of the season. And really, I mean, this is what you play for. At the end of the day, at the beginning of the season, I mean, the ultimate goal is to make sure you get to the final stage. So you guys have put yourself in a position to win a state championship. And I'm sure that's all any coach can ask for at this stage, right? Because there's only eight of you left in the 3A classification.
Absolutely. You know, and at the beginning of the year, we always break our season down into three parts. The first season being preseason, and we want to do as well as we can with the competition we play there. The second season, which is the most important season, we use that for seeding in the state tournament. And then the third season is the state tournament, of course. And that's, you know, that's the icing on the cake. You work hard all season long to get there. And now that we're there, you know, anybody can win it if they get on a roll. And for us, we've been there the last couple of years. We've been in those semifinal games. We know what it's like. We have to step on the floor on Thursday and take care of our business and play well as a team.
If we're being realistic, Coach, you have been in a position over the last few seasons to win a state championship. I know that teams get to this stage and you look at things and you say, okay, if things break well for us, we could. But, I mean, you have had a team that has been in the conversation to win a state championship. So this is nothing new for these girls. They've been a part of that team as well.
Oh, absolutely. And in my opinion, they probably have the most experience of anybody except for maybe Cedar City, because Cedar City's been in the championship game. But, you know, we've put ourselves in this position for the last few years, and we've worked hard for it. You know, it doesn't matter that we're playing Desert Hills right now. It is what it is. We have to step up to that challenge, and every game at this level is a challenge. So we just happen to have the team that is ranked number one in the state. Oh, well, it's a ranking. It means nothing until you step on the court. And so rankings are nice. It's good publicity. It's showing that people have respect for you. But it all gets taken care of when on the court of play. And if we come out and don't play well, then we'll prove everybody right. But if we come out and play to our ability and what we're capable of doing, then we're going to be right where we want to be. And Desert Hills isn't going to be very happy.
We'll start by talking about your guys's opening round matchup against Stansbury. You get this game at home. A lot of people I had talked to from around the state said Stansbury's a team that's going to try to make it ugly. And then, unfortunately, I didn't get to watch the game, but in talking to you off of the cuff, that's what they did early on. They made it an ugly game, and that kind of played into their favor tempo-wise.
Well, absolutely. They come out, and they were physical. They were aggressive. They banged us around a little bit, and that has an effect on the team. It's, you know, you practice all week. We practice for 5 days getting ready for that game, and then step on the court, and all of a sudden you're seeing something totally different than what you practiced for. You know, watching them on film isn't the same thing as seeing them in person or playing them in person. So film work is great. It gives you an idea, but until you truly step on the court and get the physicality of the game, and the ability of their athletes, you know, our kids were well prepared for that game. We came out a bit sluggish because of the contact we were getting and the way we played. We just kind of hung our heads there for a little while, and then we got our feet underneath us. So we got our attitude and our emotions taken care of, and we started playing better. And that is a big game. You're hosting a playoff game. If you lose it, your season's over with. And our girls were so excited Friday night that the boys won that they couldn't wait for Saturday. And sometimes the emotion of that plays into how you play. So Stansbury did a really good job of stepping on the court, establishing what they wanted to do, and trying to take everything we wanted to do away. And they did a good job of that early. Then we settled down. We got into a flow. And we started to do what we wanted to do and impose our will on them. And that's when we actually started taking control of the game.
In this contest, Lindsey finishes with 8 points. I believe McKenna had 8 points as well. You guys did get 16 out of Jordan. That's big when you get that much out of a freshman in a playoff game. I mean, that does not happen every day, Coach. I don't think I've ever seen that in the 6-7 years I've been here covering sports. I mean, you guys got some heavy production out of a freshman.
Well, it was nice. It was nice to have that off of our bench. And then she's capable of shooting the ball from anywhere on the court. She did a great job of that. I thought she handled herself very well. And it actually helped our team settle down a little bit, too, because let's face it, when you hit a big shot, doesn't matter if you're a freshman or a senior. If you hit a big shot from outside and it's a three-point shot, it generally has an effect on your team, and it's usually always a positive effect. Just like if the other team hits a three, it has a negative effect. So those three-point shots, they mean a lot in basketball nowadays, especially with what's been going on in the NBA and the Golden State Warriors. That's become the fad now. And when you can knock down a couple of threes, it helps your team get back into it. It generally starts to give you more confidence on the court as a team. And I saw our team get stronger and stronger offensively as we started scoring and putting the ball in the hoop. And it does help to have an outside threat, that's for sure.
And the boys' game, a dunk can change the momentum in a hurry, but I've learned that in a girls' game, you knock down a couple of three-point shots, it has the same effect. I mean, the crowd gets into it, and you can tell it's deflating to the opposing team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's face it, we don't have any girls on our team that can go out and get a dunk for us, but we do have girls on our team that can do some other things during the game that can get the crowd involved, and one of those things is knocking down a big three. Another one, you know, Lindsey Blank started the fourth quarter. We scored 2 points in the third quarter. We held them to three. We come out and get two or three straight steals and go down and make layups you know, that gets the crowd pumped up, and that was just as big as any three-point shot we hit. So there are a lot of different things that can happen in our game that can really turn the tide of what's happening.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dino Basketball Squad. Coach, we'll fast forward and we'll talk about your guys' next contest. This is against Desert Hills. Ashley Beckstrand is the girl that's going to draw a lot of attention. She's averaging about 20 points per contest. She is signed with BYU, averaging about 5.5 rebounds per game. I mean, we could sit here and talk about what she's accomplished all year long. She is a stud. That's the way to describe her. You go into a game like this, you're not going to shut a player down like that. But what do you do to attempt to contain someone like Ashley?
We have to know where she's at all times on the floor, and we just can't let her have wide open shots without being contested. The other thing that we have to do with her is we have to play her for the drive, because she's a great she's great at getting penetration and kickouts. Teammates are getting to the hoop. So we got to do a really good job of having help side defense and moving our feet and staying in front of her. We got to stay between her and the basket at all times. And if she pulls up to shoot, we've got to have a hand in her face. You know, she's going to get what she gets against us. But what we can't do is allow her to just totally take control of the game and get her teammates involved. We got to make sure that we're getting rebounds. We got to make sure that, like I said, we're contesting her shots and that we're staying in front of her, not allowing her to get to the hoop.
I've seen instances in high school ball where you say, okay, let them do what they do, and they still go. I mean, it's a short game. Basketball, high school basketball, we're talking 8-minute quarters. Is it important to not play dirty, but to rough her up, play physical against her, and make her work every single time she puts a shot up?
Well, I think she needs to know that we're there. And if that means if she's going to the hoop and we body her up and we're physical with her within the rules, then so be it. You know, we don't want anything dirty, like you said. But yeah, we have to be a physical presence on the floor. We can't back down from her because she's a good player, and that goes for anybody that we're playing against. I mean, our kids came out of that game Saturday night and they were sore. They were. You know, Taylor Passarella's knee's been swollen all week long because of that game against Stansbury. They let us know that they were there. They were physical with us. They bumped us around. They were a physical presence, and that's what we have to be Saturday. We have to be a physical presence. And if we are, that's gonna frustrate them a little bit.
You have a couple of girls on this team that play with a chip on their shoulder. And when you get to the state championship, that's important. I mean, you have to play with a chip on your shoulder. If you're going to win 3 games in 3 days, you have to have that sort of attitude when you're on the court. It takes someone like that to shut down or beat a team that's led by a player like this, right? I mean, that's important.
Absolutely. And we, you know, we're not going up there. I don't think any team's going up there this weekend believing that they're going to lose their first 2 games and go home. We're going up there to win, and that's what the state tournament's about. We want to step on the floor with a lot of confidence and play together as a team. We went to a couple preseason tournaments this year to help us prepare for this. You know, the Uinta tournament that we went to, we got to play four games in 3 days. That was great preparation of how to physically get through the emotions and the physical play of having to play that many games. And then the next week we turn around and go to Fruita and have to play three games in 3 days and did a great job there. So we know what it's like to have to play in this situation. We just have to respond to who we play against.
No surprises in the play-in round. I mean, all the 1 and 2 seeds did get victories, Coach. So we look at the top half of the bracket. We share it with Juan Diego and Union. And then on the bottom half, it's Cedar City, Richfield, Grantsville, and Morgan. Any surprises to you about the final 8 teams that are still standing?
I was surprised that UAB didn't beat Union. I thought, because UAB has a good basketball team there. I felt like we had 3 of the best teams in 3A in our region, and I really felt that UAB was going to win that game at Union. And talking to their AD, they didn't shoot the ball real well, and as a result, they got beat. And I think Union's been on a little bit of a roll, but I still felt like UAB would have been the team to come out of that game. I would have liked to have seen 3 of our teams, if not all of them, in the state playoffs in the final round of 8, but it's not that way. So we've got to represent ourselves, our school, our community, and our region the best we can. To be honest with you, I don't think there's an easy game for anybody in this next round. I think all the teams have a chance to win and advance. I just feel really good about my team, and I think that we have the type of girls that are great competitors, and they've worked hard all year for this, and nothing would make us more happier than to see us playing, with a win on Friday.
Coach, it's always so much fun to talk to you about the team. I appreciate you making time for us. Best of luck this weekend, and hopefully next week when we talk about wrapping up the season, we're talking about a state championship.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'd just like to thank everybody for the support this year. We had a great crowd here Saturday night, and I'm sure we're going to have a great crowd up in Logan this weekend with the boys playing and the girls playing together. It's going to be a fun trip. It's the first time that this has happened in well over 20 years, and I'm really excited for our boys program and our girls program. It should be a fun weekend.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you very much, Coach.
Hey, thank you.
That's Coach Ted Bianco again of the Carbon Lady Dinos. They tip off with Desert Hills tomorrow at 4:10 p.m. We're going to break one more time. We'll come back. We'll bring in another guest, but we're going to talk national basketball. Yep, the NBA. Trade deadline tomorrow. A lot of storylines floating around. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.